Hi, my name is Santina McMillan.
And my name is Lucy Callender. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are working on patterns in math class. They are practicing clapping patterns, building patterns with blocks, finding patterns in the classroom and nature, and making patterns on paper. Last week, they went to the East Bay Beach and enjoyed a complimentary treat from Sydney's. Thank you, Bruce.
The Fawns are enjoying Art Day class. Art Day means art in Spanish. This week, the Fawns will be working on a printing project carving shapes into foam blocks. Both art and movement is being taught to all the classrooms this year by Anne Mundell. Anne has a particularly interesting way of teaching. She is speaking Spanish the entire time. The students find it fascinating how much Spanish they can understand by watching the speaker.
The Wolves are working on a geometry web quest online. They are learning about lines, rays, and angles. This unit will end with a project called Constellation Cards. By completing this project, the students will demonstrate their knowledge of geometry concepts. The Wolves started thinking about geography the other day by answering the following question: where are we? Answers ranged from two doors down from my house to south of Canada to Earth.
The Otters learned a lot about fires in their study of biomes and from their visit to the Hinckley Fire Museum. They learned the relationship between the fire and the forest and the difference between a cleansing fire and a destructive fire. The students stood in a deciduous forest and examined 200-year-old white pines that survived the devastating Hinckley firestorm. Students can now explain how plants respond differently to fires. This has been an extremely timely learning experience for the middle schoolers who are following the Pigami Creek fire with new interest and knowledge.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Santina.
And Lucy.
Have a great day.